This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Governor prevails in California recall.
I'm humbled, grateful, but resolved.
FBI firing in Nassar abuse investigation.
Outrage over how that case was handled.
The Instagram effect.
Body image issues worse for one in three teen girls.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, California's governor keeps his job after a Republican effort to unseat him that cost taxpayers $276 million failed. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Los Angeles.
California's much-discussed recall election turned out to be no contest.
Tonight, I'm humbled. Grateful.
The Golden State's governor, Gavin Newsom, easily held on to office as voters resoundingly rejected efforts to remove him.
Thank you to 40 million Californians. Thank you for rejecting this.
As the votes were first coming in, some supporters of the recall initially refused to accept the results.
It's not over till it's over, and I feel like we're not going to know tonight.
But when the gap increased, it could no longer be ignored. Newsom's strongest challenger, conservative radio talk show host Larry Elder, did not argue with the results.
We may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war.
Elder ended up getting the most votes of any replacement candidate, but because the recall failed, those votes didn't count for a thing. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Olympic legend Simone Biles and three other gymnasts are set to tell Congress of the abuse they suffered at the hands of Larry Nassar. CBS News has confirmed that one of the FBI agents involved in the Nassar investigation has been fired. Correspondent Jeff Pagaz says lawmakers are looking into how the case was mishandled.
Sources briefed on what FBI Director Christopher Wray will say expect him to deliver powerful and moving testimony about the case with the FBI's reputation on the line.
I think they want to know why the FBI conspired with USA Gymnastics and the U.S. Olympic Committee to cover up Larry Nassar.
Attorney John Manley represents more than 200 gymnasts who say they were sexually abused by the disgraced USA Gymnastics doctor.
For 14 months after they knew he was a pedophile, they let him day after day molest little girls and women at Michigan State University.
In a statement, the FBI called the actions and inactions of certain FBI agents inexcusable and a discredit to the organization.
In a state hit hard by the latest COVID surge, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has stepped up his pushback against the Biden administration's call for vaccine mandates.
If a government agency forces a vaccine as a condition to employment, you will face a $5,000 fine for every single violation.
Florida teacher Nathaniel Osborne says the COVID crisis jeopardized his 12-year-old son's life. The boy's appendix ruptured as they waited 6 hours at a hospital with no beds.
My wife asked, what's going on? Why did we have to wait so long? And the nurse rolled her eyes and said something to the effect of, well, what do you think? We're slammed with COVID.
His son recovered after spending 5 days in the hospital. Overseas, South Korea says it fired its first submarine-based missile overnight, a test sandwiched between new ballistic missile tests from North Korea. A new account reveals more high-stakes intrigue in the final months of the Trump administration. CBS's Vicky Barker.
Pentagon officials were so worried about President Trump's actions in his final weeks in the White House that Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley contacted his Chinese counterpart to promise to warn him ahead of any U.S. attack. And he called not once, but twice. That report appears in investigative journalist Bob Woodward's latest book.
According to the book, the first call was just before the election, and the second was 2 days after the Capitol attack. Mr. Trump suggests Milley should be tried for treason for dealing with China, quote, behind the president's back. What's left of Hurricane Nicholas is now a tropical depression pushing through southwestern Louisiana, and it's due to head north later in the week. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Areas hit by Ida 2 weeks ago are bracing for potentially another 6 to 8 inches of rain. In Lafayette Parish, rescue boats are ready. The sheriff worried about flooding where the ground is already saturated.
The worst keeps getting redefined. It's our job to prepare for it.
Louisiana's governor says around 95,000 electric customers are still without power now more than 2 weeks after Ida, and many others who recently had it restored could lose it again.
Galveston, Texas got nearly 14 inches of rain from the storm. Houston's mayor says his city was spared the worst of it. A federal court in Texas is being asked by the Justice Department to stop enforcement of the new law that bans most abortions in the state. Last week, the Justice Department filed a lawsuit saying the law infringes on the constitutional rights of women and violates federal law. The Wall Street Journal reports a study commissioned by Facebook finds the photo-sharing app Instagram can harm the mental health of young users, particularly teenage girls, many who feel body-shamed. Jonathan Haidt is a psychologist at New York University.
I can't imagine any consumer product that if it harmed one-third of adults, we would allow that thing to be on the market. And here we have one that's harming one-third of girls.
Facebook says it's exploring ways to prompt users to look at more inspiring and uplifting content. The U.S. Soccer Federation says it's offered the players' unions for the women's and men's national teams identical proposals for a new collective bargaining agreement. The women have been battling in court seeking equal pay for several years. Conan O'Brien says he was devastated by the death of Norm MacDonald. Jim Carrey calls him a precious gem. Adam Sandler says he was a fearless comedian. Acerbic and sometimes controversial, MacDonald shot to attention on Saturday Night Live, anchoring Weekend Update in the mid-1990s. O.J. Simpson was a frequent target.
In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you. That's garbage.
MacDonald died of cancer at 61. Former Senator Bob Dole, who was portrayed on SNL by MacDonald, says he was a great talent. Space history is about to be made with the launch of 4 civilian non-professional astronauts from Florida's Kennedy Space Center.
One of the passengers is Haley Arsenault, a St. Jude's child cancer survivor, now a physician's assistant there. She tells CBS News she'll be talking to patients from space.
They're going to see that somebody who was in their shoes, who also fought childhood cancer, can go to space, and I think it's really going to show them what they're capable of.
The other passengers include a data engineer who was once a space camp counselor, a former astronaut applicant whose dad worked for NASA during Apollo, and the man writing the check, entrepreneur Jared Isaacman. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Singer Alanis Morissette, who cooperated in the making of the HBO film Jagged about her life, says she won't promote it. She calls the outcome reductive and salacious. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.